The following is a lecture entitled Krishnatarianism, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on January 12, 2011, at Govinda's Restaurant in Mendoza, Argentina.
Vande, Vande ha. Shri Guru Shri Jata Bada Kamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagra Jata Sahagana Raguna Tanvita Zavaduta Parijana Saitam Trishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Vadan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha So, at the present moment, this world is in great danger.
Es un gran peligro.
We are living completely out of harmony with the laws of nature and the laws of God.
Podemos vivir completamente en armonía y en la naturaleza en armonía con Dios.
We're doing everything we can to pollute this planet.
Todo el mundo puede ver que este planeta está contaminado.
The air is polluted, the water is polluted.
El aire está contaminado, el agua está contaminada.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Okay. Yes. Okay. Because the minds are polluted.
Porque la mente está contaminada.
We have no respect for other living creatures.
Nosotros no tenemos respeto por otras criaturas, otras entidades vivientes.
If we violate the laws of nature, we can expect nature to give us kick. In return.
Sorry.
Nature will kick us.
La naturaleza nos da una patada.
And we'll be punished by nature.
Nos castiga.
So it is muy importante that we learn how to live in perfect harmony with nature.
Entonces es muy importante aprender cómo vivir en perfecta armonía con la naturaleza.
Just like, for example, our diet. You can study the anatomy of the human body.
Nosotros podemos estudiar la anatomía del cuerpo humano.
And you can study the anatomy of the animal body.
Y ustedes también pueden estudiar la anatomía del cuerpo animal.
There are two types of animals. There are carnivorous meat-eating animals. There are animals that eat meat.
Los animales comen carne.
Carnivore.
Carnívoros.
And there are animals that eat vegetables. They are called herbivores.
Y hay otros animales que son herbívoros, que comen vegetales.
You can analyze the bodily constitution of the carnivores and the herbivores.
Ustedes pueden analizar la constitución corporal o física de los carnívoros y de los herbívoros.
Analyze the jaws.
Analizan sus dientes.
Analyze the digestive juices in the mouth.
Analicen los jugos que tienen en su garganta, los jugos gástricos.
Analyze the digestive juices in the belly.
Analicen los jugos que tienen en su cuerpo.
And the intestinal system also, and analyze that.
Analicen los jugos que tienen para digerir en el sistema intestinal.
And if you do that, you will see that the human beings, they match the bodily features of the herbivores, not the carnivores.
Que el cuerpo humano tiene una constitución similar a la del herbívoro, no del carnívoro.
So if you want to be a natural man, if you want to be a natural man or a natural woman, then you must adopt a vegetarian diet.
Tener una dieta vegetariana.
Otherwise you are an unnatural person.
Otra cosa no es natural para una persona.
You're not in harmony with nature.
No están en armonía con la naturaleza.
You're polluting this planet.
Están contaminando este planeta.
You're spoiling the atmosphere on this planet.
Sí, están contaminando la atmósfera este planeta.
So this vegetarian diet is very important thing.
Entonces la dieta vegetariana es una cosa muy importante.
For the human being.
Para la entidad viviente que está en forma humana.
The animal, the carnivore, he can eat, but he can eat flesh. There is no harm. His body is meant for that.
El carnívoro puede comer carne, pero su cuerpo está hecho por eso.
And the herbivore animal, he's not interested in eating any flesh.
Sorry. El herbívoro.
The herbivore vegetarian animal, he give him meat, he's not interested in it. He doesn't want to eat meat. No deseo carne.
Okay, entonces pueden ver cómo el animal que tiene un cuerpo herbívoro no desea comer carne.
It's like the monkey, he's a vegetarian.
Es como un mono vegetariano.
The ox, the big strong ox that pulls the plow, he's also a vegetarian.
También hay muchos animales que son muy poderosos y son vegetarianos también.
Just see how powerful is the ox.
Ese en realidad son muy poderosos.
Huge, strong body.
Un cuerpo muy, muy fuerte.
And he doesn't eat meat, you see.
Y no necesitan comer carne.
The idea that you have to eat meat to become fuerte, that's very incorrect idea.
Que la idea de que a veces uno tiene de que por comer carne uno se vuelve fuerte es una idea incorrecta, en realidad no es real.
If you want to become strong,
ustedes se pueden volver fuertes,
then you have to eat according to your natural constitution.
De acuerdo a su constitución que le ha dado la naturaleza.
Meat eating actually makes one sick. Enfermo.
Comer carne en realidad es un estado de enfermedad, de locura, y inclusive vuelve a uno enfermo.
Meat eating makes one weak. Makes one
hace que,
weak,
sí,
not strong.
Yes. Comer carne hace que uno se vuelva debilucho, enfermo.
He may appear to be strong in the short run.
Esto parece ser, pareciera que uno se vuelve fuerte.
But in the long run, he will be a very weak person.
Al principio, pero después, con el tiempo, uno se enferma.
So, from the standpoint of health, it is very bad thing to eat meat.
Sí, entonces tenemos que pensar que el hecho de comer carne es una actividad bastante mala para el ser humano.
And from the standpoint of economics.
Y también hay un punto económico en el asunto.
It is also muy, muy mala to eat meat.
Es un punto muy muy malo para la economía comer carne.
The same amount of land, if it's, you know, they take grains from the land and they feed it to the people.
O sea que la gente necesita tomar muchos granos de la tierra para.
And they take the same amount of land to feed the animals for the slaughterhouse.
Y necesitan tomar muchos granos de la tierra para mantener a los animales en los mataderos.
If you feed the grains directly to the people, you can feed 10 times as many people as you can if they eat the meat.
Si ustedes imagínense cuántos granos necesitan para mantener a las vacas, por ejemplo, que con los mismos granos se pueden mantener 10 veces más personas.
Think about all the starving people in the world. Starving people, starving to death. They don't have enough food.
Sí.
Think about them. Consider.
Consideren.
the people on this planet who are dying from hunger.
No, disculpen, lo que pasa es que la traductora oficial tuvo un problemita y no pudo llegar a tiempo.
So many people are dying from hunger. Muerte. No, por no comida. Muerte por no comida. They're dying because they can't eat any food. There's enough food for them to eat. So if you eat meat, you're killing people.
Por lo tanto, si ustedes comen carne, ustedes están matando gente.
Anyone who is eating meat, they are murdering the hungry people.
Todo el que está comiendo carne está produciendo que haya gente que esté hambrienta.
You're murdering the innocent animals, and you're murdering the people also by denying them those grains that they could eat.
Ustedes están matando a gente inocente y también animales inocentes por el hecho de comer carne.
So it is unhealthy.
Así que insalubre.
It is not economically. It is not economically sound principle.
No es un principio económico muy bueno.
You're murdering people by eating meat.
Están matando gente por comer carne.
So, there's so many reasons not to eat meat.
Sorry.
It's also very expensive.
Por lo tanto, es muy costoso.
We only have so much money we make each month. If you go on a vegetarian diet, it's much cheaper.
Así que ir al camino vegetariano es mucho más barato.
And there's so many varieties of vegetarian foods. Meat is not so many varieties of meat food, but vegetarian, thousands of varieties of vegetarian food.
Sorry, Brian?
Thousands of varieties. Variedades.
Hay muchas variedades de comida vegetariana y no tantas de comida con carne.
So, someone may ask, well, why did you become a vegetarian?
Así que uno puede preguntarse cómo uno se puede volver vegetariano.
My vegetarianism is a spiritual vegetarianism.
Nuestro vegetarianismo es un vegetarianismo espiritual.
Because not only do I see the principles that I explained to you,
porque no solamente estamos teniendo en cuenta los principios que les estamos explicando,
but I see higher principles as well.
Pero estamos viendo también un fin más elevado también.
The tendency we have to enjoy,
tenemos la tendencia a disfrutar.
We have to learn how to enjoy in a selfless way.
Tenemos que aprender a disfrutar de una manera no egoísta.
As long as we try to enjoy in a selfish way,
no tratar de disfrutar de una manera egoísta,
we cannot be happy.
No podemos ser felices de ese modo.
I don't know about it in Espanol, but in English, the word miser and the word miserable, they are very close. Do you have that word in Espanol, miser?
Miserable.
Miserable. A person who is a miser, who is greedy, is he called miser also? He is.
Una persona que es codiciosa.
A greedy man, is he called miser?
Miserable.
How's he called, a greedy man?
Greedy, codicioso. Yeah.
Is he called miser?
Codicioso, quiere dinero. Huh? He wants money.
This wants money. Is he called miser?
Greedy.
Huh?
I don't know his miser.
Oh, okay.
Spanish.
Huh?
In Spanish?
Spanish, codicioso.
The word miser is not different in Spanish.
Yes.
Okay. And in English, it's very good. Miser and miserable. Miserable. In English, a miser is a greedy man. He is called miser, just like miserable, miserable, and miser. Same thing.
In English, miser y miserable. Miserable es alguien miserable. Pero miser no solo es alguien miserable, sino que es miserable porque es codicioso.
Would you say miserable? In English, it means unhappy.
Miserable en inglés significa que no es feliz.
If someone says, I am soy miserable, I am miserable, in English, you say "soy miser." It means I am a greedy man. I am miserable. You see.
Entonces, cuando en inglés dice "I am miser," está diciendo yo soy miserable, pero también yo soy codicioso.
It is stated very nicely in the Isha Upanishad, one of the ancient Vedic scriptures.
En el Isha Upanishad, uno de los antiguos textos védicos, se dice muy bonitamente.
Ishavashamidam sarvam yakyanja jamajam jagatena taktena bunjita magrida kashasvindanam. Everything animate or inanimate that is within the universe.
Todo lo que es animado o no animado está en el universo.
Is controlled and owned by the Lord.
Todo eso está controlado por el Señor Supremo.
Therefore, one should accept only those things necessary for oneself.
Por lo tanto, uno debe aceptar solamente las cosas que son necesarias para uno mismo.
Which are set aside as his quota.
Y que están asignadas como su cuota.
Knowing well to whom everything belongs.
Sabiendo muy bien a quién todas las cosas pertenecen.
In other words, this universe comes out of has an original source.
Por lo tanto, en otras palabras, este universo tiene una fuente original.
The atheists say it comes out of nothing.
La idea que se suele decir es que las cosas vienen de la nada.
They say there's no purpose, there's no meaning to existence.
Y dicen que no hay propósito, que no hay significado para la vida.
So you can do whatever you want, it doesn't matter because there's no purpose to existence.
Así que pueden hacer lo que quieran porque total no hay ningún propósito de existencia.
But this is not a scientific principle.
Pero esto no es un principio científico.
There's a famous scientist, Dr. Stephen Hawking.
Hay un famoso científico, el Dr. Stephen Hawking.
And Dr. Hawking, he says that this universe comes out of absolutely nothing.
Y el Dr. Hawking dice que este universo viene del absoluto nada.
But I ask you, has there ever been a scientific experiment that has taken nothing and gotten something?
Así que les pregunto, ¿alguna vez vieron que en algún experimento científico donde se obtuviera algo a partir de nada?
What's the Spanish word for popcorn? You know popcorn?
Pochoclo.
Huh?
Pochoclo.
Poruro.
Pochoclo. Pochoclo.
Pochoclo? You know, pochoclo. Pochoclo. Yeah. So, when you make pochoclo, you take one pot and you put the kernels in and you put some oil and you put it on the fire and it goes pochoclo. You see, pop, 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 it comes up. So, you don't get pochoclo out of an empty pot.
No se obtiene pochoclo de un recipiente vacío.
Have any of you ever taken an empty pot and gotten pochoclo?
¿Alguien obtuvo pochoclo de un recipiente vacío?
No.
No.
Never.
Jamás.
You always put some pochoclo kernels in the pop, and then it pops, pop, 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 and then you get. So, just as pochoclo does not come out of nothing, this universe does not come out of nothing.
Así que pochoclo no viene de nada, y este universo no viene de nada.
Here in Mendoza, you can see the big, grande mountains. Grande mountains, you see?
Y que hay grandes montañas.
You think that came out of nothing?
Han venido de la nada.
How you can take nothing and get all these huge mountains?
¿Cómo pueden tener nada y de repente grandes montañas?
No es posible.
No es posible.
You can't get all these big mountains and all these rivers and trees and people and cars and buildings out of nothing.
Usted no puede tener montañas y edificios y ríos y todo eso de la nada.
Therefore, I say that this Dr. Hawking, he is muy loquísimo. Crazy, man. And do you have that animal we call the ass in English? What do you call the ass in Spanish?
El asno.
Huh? Ass?
Asno.
Asno. As what?
Asno.
Asno? Asno, he goes, hee-haw, hee-haw, hee-haw. So this Dr. Hawking, I call him Dr. He Hawking, you see. He Hawking, he Hawking. He's a very big, famous scientist.
Es un muy famoso científico.
He wrote one book, and he says everything comes out of, and he sold 10 million copies of his book. 10 million copies.
Vendió 10 millones de copias.
People are so much misguided by this atheistic philosophy, you see.
La gente está tan La gente está tan mal guiada por este tipo de filosofías.
So therefore we can understand there is a source for the existence.
Por lo tanto, podemos entender que hay una fuente.
There is a purpose for our being here.
Y que hay un propósito para que estemos.
It's aquí. Not just a random combination of molecules and atoms.
Esto no es una combinación azarosa de moléculas y átomos.
So that purpose we can study in the ancient scriptures of India.
Y esto está muy bien estudiado en las antiguas escrituras de India.
Actually, there an amazing verse in a book called the Bhagavad Gita.
De hecho, tenemos el maravilloso libro llamado Bhagavad Gita.
Lord Krishna says, "Aham sarvasya prabhavo nabhak sarvam pravartate iti madvava jante bang buddha bhava samanvitaha."
Esto lo dice el señor Krishna en el Bhagavad Gita, y ahora supongo que lo va a traducir.
He says, "I am the source of all material and spiritual worlds."
Yo soy la fuente de todos los mundos.
Everything emanates from me.
Todo emana de mí.
Please come in, everyone. Come on in. There's,
por favor, pase.
Come in. You can sit on the floor if you want. There's no chairs.
Siéntense en el suelo.
Everyone, come in. Come in.
Silla.
The wise who know this perfectly engage in my devotional service.
Así que dice perfectamente, dice.
And worship me with all their hearts.
Ocúpense en mi servicio devocional.
So, and the Krishna also says, Bhoktaram jagatapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suhridam sarvabhutanam gyatvamam shantam richati. He says, I am the enjoyer of everything.
Él dice, Krishna, Dios, dice,
I'm the owner of everything.
Yo soy el propietario de todas las cosas.
I am the best friend of all living beings.
Yo soy el mejor amigo de todas las entidades.
And one who knows this,
pasen, por favor,
can alone achieve peace. Everyone, come in, come in, come in.
Adentro, por favor.
You can sit on the floor if you want. Come on in, come on. Everyone, come in. Deva, keep sending them in. Make sure they all come in. There's plenty of room on the floor if there's no chairs. Everyone come in. So, the point is there is a person who is behind this existence. That person is full of love. That person is all merciful.
Esa persona está llena de amor y es todo misericordioso.
That person is the intimate friend. What is it? Amigo íntima.
Y esa persona es el amigo íntimo.
He's the best friend of every living being.
El mejor amigo de todas las entidades vivientes.
He's living in your heart.
Está viviendo en su corazón.
He's living within every atom.
Está viviendo en cada átomo.
And he's living in between every atom.
Está viviendo en el pequeño átomo.
And he also has a spiritual world far beyond this universe.
Y también existe un mundo espiritual mucho más allá de este mundo.
So he's living in that distant world. He's also here, present with us now.
Así que él está viviendo en ese mundo distante y al mismo tiempo él está presente aquí en este mundo.
So the reason we exist,
por lo tanto, la razón por la que nosotros existimos,
is he wants us to exist.
Es que él quiere que existamos.
Do you think you exist because your mother and father wanted to have a baby?
¿Ustedes piensan que existen simplemente porque su padre y su madre quisieron tener un bebé?
What do you think?
¿Qué piensan?
Is that why you exist? Because your mother and father wanted to have a baby?
¿Es por eso por lo que existen? Porque su padre y su madre quisieron tener un bebé.
That explains your cuerpo.
Eso explica su cuerpo.
But not the alma.
Pero no el alma.
Yes, your body comes because your mother and father wanted to have a baby. That's a baby.
Sí, su cuerpo vino porque su padre.
But you, the spiritual being, existed before you got this present body.
Pero como seres espirituales, ustedes existen desde antes de que se creara este cuerpo.
This is only one of millions and billions of bodies you've had in millions and billions of lifetimes.
Este es solamente uno de millones y millones de cuerpos que ustedes han tenido durante millones y millones de vidas.
So you may wonder why I'm telling you all this. I'm telling you why I became a vegetarian.
Así que bueno, yo le estaba diciendo por qué volverse vegetariano.
So when I realize there is a person, a loving person, who's the source of all existence,
así que cuando me doy cuenta de que existe esta persona que es la fuente de mi existencia,
and that loving person wanted me to love him, you see.
Y esa persona amorosa quiere que yo lo ame a él.
So then I had to find out, okay, then what is he, how do I love him? You see, how do
tengo
I do
que encontrar el modo de cómo amar a esta persona.
If you love somebody, don't you serve them?
Si usted ama a una persona, ¿acaso usted no la sirve?
Clear, you devotees by the door, come over here. Clear that doorway area out to me. Sit over here. Yeah. You sit over here. Everyone, come. So all, no one should sit by the doors, so everyone can come through.
Yeah.
So,
entonces,
love means service.
El amor significa servicio.
If I love you, then I will serve you.
Si yo te amo, yo te voy a servir.
Es verdad.
Es verdad esto.
If I love you, I will serve you.
Si te amo, te voy a servir.
If I say I love you, but I don't want to serve you, is that real love or is that what is that facade word?
Si yo digo te amo, pero no, no te voy a servir.
Facade, huh? Facade, facade.
Eso es verdadero.
What
amor?
Is that facade word? False, that false love.
Eso es amor falso.
If I don't serve you, if I don't want to serve you, that means I don't really love you.
Que no te quiero servir significa que yo realmente no te amo.
So if I love God, if I love that person who is the source of existence.
Entonces amo a Dios, ¿de qué modo?
Then I must serve that person.
Debo servir a esa persona.
So what service does he want?
Bueno, ¿qué servicio quiere Dios?
That I found out in the Bhagavad Gita.
Eso lo encontramos en el Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna says, Yagishishta shana shanto muchante sarvakil vishai atetvagam papapam yatvam yepachan yatpakarana. He says the devotees of the Lord are released from all kinds of sins because they eat food which has been offered first for sacrifice.
Que las personas santas se liberan de todo tipo de pecados porque ellos han comido alimentos que previamente han sido ofrecidos a Dios.
Others who prepare food for personal sense enjoyment.
Todos cuando preparan comida la preparan para disfrutar de sus sentidos,
barely eat only sin.
Ellos están comiendo únicamente pecado.
So Krishna was saying, well, if you don't eat your food, eat food which has been offered to me, you are eating pap, you're eating sin.
Si usted come comida que no ha sido ofrecida a mí, usted está comiendo pecado.
And then he explains in the Bhagavad Gita, patram pushpam palam poyam yomi bhakta prayachati tadaham bhakrachahrishtam nishnami prayatatmanaha. He says, if you will offer me a leaf, a flower, fruit, or water.
Él dice, si usted me ofrece una hoja, una flor, una fruta o agua,
with love and devotion,
con amor y devoción,
I will accept it.
Yo lo aceptaré.
I was amazed. When I saw that verse, I went, wow, this is amazing.
Quedó sorprendido, quedó.
God is a person.
Dios es una persona.
And he will actually personally accept from me something that I offer to him.
Y él realmente va a aceptar personalmente de mí que yo le ofrezca algo.
I was amazed by that.
Yo estaba asombrado.
So I got a picture of Krishna and I started offering all my food at that picture.
Así que tomé un cuadro de Krishna y de Dios y empecé a ofrecer todo mi alimento.
I offered pure vegetarian food to Krishna. No meat, fish, or eggs. Just fruits,
carne, pescado, o huevos,
vegetables, dairy products, and grains.
Sorry?
Fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and grains.
Solamente frutas, vegetales, granos, este tipo de.
And I meditated also. I would meditate every day on the Hare Krishna mantra.
Y también medito cada día en el mantra Hare Krishna.
I can tell you, I never felt so good in my life.
Y jamás me he sentido mejor en mi vida.
It was such a wonderful feeling to eat only that food which had been offered first to God.
Y es un sentimiento tan maravilloso comer solamente comida que ha sido
vegetal. So that's why I'm a vegetarian.
Y esa es la razón por la que soy vegetariano.
Because I eat only that food which has been offered first to God.
Porque yo solamente como comida que primero se le ha ofrecido a Dios.
And because God listed what his diet is, you see, God is a vegetarian, you see.
Porque Dios es vegetariano, ¿eh?
Because he only accepts vegetarian food, therefore I am automatically vegetarian.
Y como él solamente acepta comida vegetariana, entonces yo también me vuelvo vegetariano.
If you love someone, won't you offer them what they want to eat?
Si usted ama a alguien, cuando le ofrece, no le ofrece lo
que... If you're a vegetarian, will I give you... If you're a vegetarian and it's your birthday, will I give you a McDonald's hamburger for your birthday? If you're a vegetarian and it's your birthday, will I give you a McDonald's hamburger for your birthday present?
Si usted es un vegetariano, entonces en su cumpleaños yo le voy a regalar una hamburguesa.
You would be insulted. What is this, a McDonald's hamburger?
¿Qué es esto, una hamburguesa de McDonald's?
This is insult.
Es un insulto.
This is my birthday, you gave me a McDonald's hamburger?
Este es mi cumpleaños, usted me regaló una hamburguesa de McDonald's.
Nah. So, God does not eat McDonald's hamburger.
Así que Dios no come hamburguesa de McDonald's.
God is vegetarian.
Dios es vegetariano.
God loves the animals.
Porque Dios ama a los animales.
And I will tell you, there is a verse in the Bible.
Y les voy a decir que hay un verso en la Biblia.
Describing heaven, the kingdom of God.
Describiendo el cielo, el reino de Dios.
And in that verse it says, in the kingdom of God, the lamb and the lion, they will sit peacefully side by side as friends. The lamb and the lion.
Dice que el hombre y el león van a ser así de amigos cercanos.
Now here in this world, if there is a lamb and a lion sitting side by side,
así que en este mundo ustedes ven a un hombre y un león sentados uno al lado del otro.
And you come back 1 hour later, where will the lamb be?
Ustedes vuelven dentro de una hora, ¿dónde va a estar cada uno?
In the belly of the lion.
¿Dónde va a estar el hombre?
I guarantee you, that lamb will not be alive.
El animal...
That lamb will be in the lion's belly after 1 hour, you see.
Yes,
that's it. So... But in the kingdom of God, even the lion is a vegetarian.
Así que en el reino de Dios, incluso el león es vegetariano.
So how many people go to church on Sunday?
¿Cuánta gente va a la misa, a la iglesia el domingo?
And then after church, where do they go? McDonald's.
Después de la misa, ¿a dónde se van? A McDonald's.
They go to the church. What do you call it? Iglesia.
Iglesia.
They go first to Iglesia and then to McDonald's, you see.
Iglesia, después a McDonald's.
Because they don't want to give up their McDonald's, you see.
Porque
they are praying Jesus so they can go to heaven, you see.
Claro, como siguen a Jesús, bueno, ya se pueden ir al cielo.
But then after they pray Jesus, they pray to Ronald McDonald.
Pero en realidad, en vez de rezarle a Jesús, le están rezando a McDonald's.
So at the time of death,
así que al momento de la muerte,
if they went to heaven, what would they do?
Cuando vayan al cielo, ¿qué es lo que van a hacer?
They would say, "Dear God, it's so wonderful to be here with you in the kingdom of God. I see Jesus is over there. Hallelujah, brother. It's so wonderful to be here."
Van a decir, "Oh, Señor, qué bueno estar aquí contigo y con Jesús. Aleluya, hermanos."
And by the way, Lord, where is McDonald's? I'm getting a little hungry.
Por cierto, Dios, ¿dónde está McDonald's? Estoy un poco hambriento.
And God would say, "I'm sorry, we don't have McDonald's here in
así
my kingdom."
Dios les va a decir, "Lo siento, no tenemos McDonald's."
We only have Govindas here.
Solamente tenemos Govindas. Restaurante Govinda.
So the point is,
así que el punto es,
God does not want your meat eating.
Que Dios no quiere que ustedes coman con él.
And if you eat meat, you would not be happy in the kingdom of God.
Si ustedes comen carne, ustedes no van a estar felices en el reino de Dios.
Because everybody in the kingdom of God, they are vegetarian.
Porque todo el mundo en el reino de Dios son vegetarianos.
Todos los hermanos in the kingdom of God are vegetarian.
Todas las personas en el reino de Dios son vegetarianos.
No carne eaters there, you see.
No hay carne, no hay...
Nada carne eaters in the spiritual world. Nada.
Nada de carne en el mundo espiritual.
So, can you make that doorway for other people? My dear sir, please sit here. So others, clear the doorway. All of those three, come sit. So anyone late, they can get in. We want the late comers in too.
Queremos que entre más gente.
All right. Please keep the doorway clear. Everyone come move in. Okay. There's more. There's an empty chair right here. Empty chair right here. So, anyway, the point is this. I realized that God wanted me to be a vegetarian.
Así que este es el punto. Yo me doy cuenta de que Dios...
So there's different kinds of vegetarians, you see. Vegetarian, what is it? Vegetariano?
Hay varios tipos de vegetariano.
In Spanish you say vegetariano?
Vegetariano.
Huh?
Vegetariano.
Vegetarian?
Vegetariano.
Vegetariano.
Vehe.
Vegetariano.
Vehe.
Huh?
Vehe.
Oh yeah, vehe. Vegetariano. Tariana. Vegetariano. Okay. So I am a Krishna Tariano.
Así que yo soy un Krishna Tariano.
There's vegetariano and there's Krishna Tariano.
Hay vegetarianos y hay Krishna Tariano.
I only eat the food which is offered first to Krishna, with
yo
or God.
Solamente como comida que primero le ha sido ofrecida a Krishna, es decir, Dios.
So if you're getting a little tired of being a vegetariano.
Así que si se están cansando un poco de ser vegetarianos.
Then try being a Krishna Tariano.
Traten de ser Krishna Tarianos.
Because when you offer your vegetables first to Krishna with love.
Porque si ustedes primero ofrecen sus comidas vegetarianas a
they
Dios,
taste
con amor a Dios,
1,000 times better.
Esa comida va a ser, va a tener un gusto 1,000 veces mejor.
That's why the food here at Govinda's is very, very delicious, dulce.
Esa es la razón por la cual la comida aquí en Govinda es muy, muy
delicioso.
Delicioso.
Deliciosísimo.
Deliciosísimo.
Because it's been offered to Krishna with love, you see.
Simplemente porque se lo ofrecemos a Krishna con amor.
So here we have they must have some cookbooks downstairs. You can get a cookbook and you can learn how to offer your food to Krishna before you
eat. Así usted se puede comprar un libro de comidas y aparte de las recetas va a saber cómo se ofrece el alimento a Dios.
If we can simply introduce the whole world to this this Krishnatarian diet.
Así que simplemente podemos comunicar a todo el mundo acerca de este Krishnatarianismo.
All the problems of the world will be solved.
Si lo hiciéramos, todos los problemas del mundo
estarían resueltos. There'll be no more war, no more wars, no more terrorism, no more economic problems. All the problems will be solved. Just
no más problemas, no más ismos,
everybody can
no
simply
más problemas económicos.
Everyone can simply change their diet by offering their vegetarian food to God.
Todo el mundo puede cambiar su dieta, simplemente ofrece su comida vegetariana.
According to your own religion, you can, if you're a Christian, you can offer it in that way. If you're a Hindu, if you're a Muslim, you can offer according to the God of your religion. It's the same principle.
Usted puede ofrecer al Dios que usted elija, si usted, o sea,
no one has to nobody has to change their religion.
Pero
whatever your religion is, you remain in that religion. But you offer your food to God. That's the thing. Vegetarian food.
Pero usted debe ofrecer su comida a Dios y tiene que ser comida vegetariana.
And if you do that, all the problemas of todo el mundo, they will be solved.
Y así todos los problemas de todo el mundo se estarían resueltos.
So I can ask now. ¿Hay preguntas?
¿Hay preguntas?
¿Por qué se le ofrece la comida? ¿Cuál es la razón principal de ofrecerle la comida?
Which is the main reason for offering food to God?
Yes. God is the enjoyer of everything.
Dios es el disfrutador de todas las cosas.
If we try to enjoy separately from God,
si intentamos disfrutar separadamente de Dios,
that means we are trying to play as if we are God.
Eso quiere decir que estamos tratando de situarnos a nosotros mismos como
if I think that I am God,
si yo pienso que yo soy Dios,
and you think that you are God,
y tú piensas que tú eres Dios,
then sooner or later we will fight.
Finalmente vamos a pelear.
Fighting comes because everyone has the false sense of being God.
Esto significa todo el mundo está teniendo una falsa percepción de que es Dios.
God means the owner of everything.
Dios significa que tiene todas las cosas, propietario de todo.
So if I think that something is mine and you think that something is yours,
así que si
sooner or later we will conflict with each other.
Si yo pienso que yo tengo, soy el dueño de algo y vos pensás que sos dueño también de esa cosa, vamos
so,
a terminar en conflicto.
We have to give up this idea that I am the owner and I am the enjoyer.
Entonces tenemos que dejar esta idea de que somos los propietarios y los disfrutadores.
We have to understand God is the owner and therefore God is the enjoyer.
Tenemos que comprender que Dios es el propietario y Dios es el disfrutador.
So whatever you have, actually it is God's property.
Porque todo, en realidad todo lo que ustedes tienen, lo que nosotros tenemos, es propiedad de Dios.
So even the tongue, that should only be satisfied by tasting the remnants of food offered to God.
Así que lo mejor es simplemente ser disfrutar de los remanentes de lo que ha sido ofrecido a Dios previamente.
If one takes this mood of giving up the idea that I am the enjoyer, that only God is the enjoyer, then all the problems will be solved.
Si uno simplemente tomara este humor de abandonar la idea de que yo soy el disfrutador y comprender que Dios es el disfrutador, todos los problemas estarían resueltos.
You may say, well, come on, I want to enjoy.
Usted puede decir, bueno, no,
you're telling me
no,
I have to let God be the enjoyer and not myself? That doesn't sound very practical to me. Someone may object to you.
Esto no es muy práctico para mí.
Esto no es muy práctico para mí.
But I ask you this.
Pero les pido esto.
When you eat, where does all the food go?
What is the what?
When you eat, where does all the food go?
Cuando usted come, ¿a dónde va toda la comida?
It goes to your belly, doesn't it?
Va a su estómago, ¿no? Así.
So there's one story.
Así que hay una historia.
That one day, all the parts of the body, they got very angry.
Un día todas las otras partes del cuerpo se enojaron mucho.
They said, we are working so hard to give the food to the stomach.
Estamos trabajando tan duro para hacer alimento para el estómago.
This stomach is very greedy and very selfish.
Este estómago, es verdad, es muy codicioso y muy egoísta.
We work so hard to get this food and the stomach enjoys it, not us.
Trabajamos tan duro para que disfrute el estómago y no nosotros.
So they decided all the parts of the body.
Así
they,
que todas las otras partes del cuerpo decidieron.
They decided to form a labor union.
Formar una unión liberal.
And they went on strike.
Y se pusieron en huelga.
They said, "Don't feed the stomach. Don't
no
feed the stomach.
Estómago. The no stomach. Alimenta el estómago.
The stomach is a fascist pig." Don't feed the
el
stomach.
Estómago es un cerdo fascista.
They had their sign, they were marching back and forth. Don't feed the stomach. Don't feed the stomach, you see. So, with great enthusiasm, they were chanting their mantra and don't feed the stomach.
Así que muy entusiastamente cantaban este mantra, no alimente el estómago.
On the first day of their strike.
En el primer día de esta huelga.
But on the second day, they were losing a little energy.
En el segundo día, sin embargo, habían perdido energía.
Don't feed the stomach. Don't feed the stomach.
No alimenta el estómago. No alimenta el estómago.
And the third day, it was really getting bad. Don't feed the stomach. Don't feed the stomach. So they decided, they said, I think we better call a meeting of the labor union.
Mejor llamemos a una reunión de la unión liberal.
And they called a vote, they said, who's in favor of feeding the stomach?
Entonces hicieron un voto. Bueno, ¿quién está a favor de alimentar el estómago?
They raised their hands and they all voted in favor of feeding the stomach. And so they fed the stomach again and they were okay, you see. So the point is, God is like the stomach.
Así que el punto es, Dios es como el estómago.
And we are the parts of God.
Y nosotros somos las partes del cuerpo de Dios.
So we may sometimes think, why I should serve God?
Así que cuando uno piensa, ¿por qué yo tengo que servir a Dios?
Why I should offer my food to God?
¿Por qué tengo que darle mi alimento a Dios?
I paid for it.
Yo pagué por ella.
I'll eat it right now. I don't offer it to God.
Yo me la como ya y no se la ofrezco a Dios.
But did your money produce the food?
¿Pero tu dinero produce el alimento?
Did your job produce the food?
¿Tu trabajo produce el alimento?
That food is a gift of God. You have to understand that food is the gift of God.
Yo les digo esto, ese alimento es el regalo de Dios.
Did you invent the seed?
¿Ustedes inventaron la semilla?
Did you invent the apple?
¿Ustedes inventaron la manzana?
Did any scientist invent a carrot?
¿Algún científico inventó la zanahoria?
Everything we eat is a gift of God.
Todo lo que comemos es un regalo.
So if you do not offer to God, you are a thief.
Si usted no le ofrece a Dios, usted
you must offer to God your
ladrón.
Food. You are a cheater.
Debe ofrecerme a Dios.
If you don't offer your
usted está haciendo trampas.
If you don't offer your food, you are a scoundrel, you are a criminal.
Si usted no le ofrece a Dios, usted es un bribón, usted es un criminal.
Because you're taking from God,
porque está tomando de Dios.
Therefore you must offer to God.
Lo que usted debería ofrecerle a Dios.
That is love.
Eso significa amor.
God is giving you everything.
Dios te está dando todo.
Just imagine if you have someone living in your house. And he's giving you everything.
Y te está dando todo.
Let's say you're unemployed, you have no job.
Ellos dicen?
Unemployed, no trabajar.
Sí, que estás desempleado, sin trabajo.
So you have one friend, he fills up your refrigerator, but he brings all the groceries.
Entonces tiene un amigo y él tiene un refrigerador y ahí tiene todo.
Rice and wheat and fruits,
semillas, frutas,
vegetables and milk and butter and sugar, so many things.
Azúcar, de todo.
He's giving everything to you.
Te está dando todo.
And then you think, well, I think I'm hungry, I'm going to go and eat something.
Así que piensas, bueno, creo que voy a ir a, tengo hambre, voy a comer algo.
Would you offer anything to your friend or would you just neglect him and eat?
Entonces, ¿le ofreces esto a tu amigo o le estás negando el alimento?
That friend who's giving you all your food, would you neglect him when you eat?
Él te está, ese amigo te está dando toda su comida.
And would you say, oh, you're giving me everything? I'm like, here, you, first I will feed you out of love.
Entonces usted podría decir, vos me estás dando toda la comida. Bueno, yo te voy a alimentar primero a vos.
So do you know who is that friend?
Con amor.
Who's filling up your refrigerator? Do you know that friend who's filling up your pantry?
Así que saben que ese amigo tiene ese refrigerador y que está teniendo todas esas cosas.
Who's giving you your vegetables?
Y que le está dando los vegetales.
Giving you los frutas.
Le está dando las frutas.
Frutas. Who's giving you your butter, your rice, everything.
Manteca, arroz, todo.
That is God.
Ese amigo es Dios.
So how you can neglect God?
Así que cómo pueden negligenciar a Dios.
You must first offer to God.
Primero tienen que ofrecerle a Dios.
Actually, in Christianity, it is very nice.
Incluso en la cristiandad es muy hermoso.
They like to thank God for their food.
A ellos les gusta agradecer a Dios por su comida.
That's very nice.
Eso es muy lindo.
But if I simply thank God for the food and I don't offer him any, is that complete?
Pero si yo le agradezco a Dios por el alimento y además yo le doy el alimento a Dios,
my friend who has given me all that food and I sit here eating, he says, well, thanks a lot for all this food, and I just keep eating and I don't feed any to him.
Por ejemplo, mi amigo me da todo este alimento, yo lo como, le doy gracias, pero yo no le doy nada a él, como yo.
If I truly love that person who's supplying everything to me, I will definitely offer food to him.
Si yo realmente amo a esa persona que me está dando todo, yo definitivamente le voy a dar a él.
So this is why I'm a Krishna vegetarian.
Y esto es lo que se llama el vegetarianismo al estilo Krishna.
Because I understand that Krishna or God is giving me everything I eat.
Porque yo entiendo que Krishna o Dios me está dando todo lo que yo estoy comiendo.
So there's other benefits too.
Así que hay otros beneficios también.
What did George Bernard Shaw say?
¿Qué es lo que dice?
He said, you are what you eat.
Ah, dicho que dice, eres lo que comes.
So if you eat the flesh from the slaughterhouse,
así que si comes la carne de los
if you eat murder,
estás comiendo asesinato,
you become a murderer.
Y te vuelves asesino.
Therefore, we do not. Therefore, we.
Por tanto,
if you eat food which has been offered first to God,
si tú comes comida que primero fue ofrecida a Dios,
and then just by your eating, you become santa.
Y luego, entonces, como estás comiendo esa comida que fue ofrecida a Dios, te vas a volver santo.
Just by your eating alone, you become a saint. Just by your eating alone, you will become a saint.
Alone.
Just by siempre, only.
Ah.
Only by just simply by eating.
Simplemente por comer.
If you will eat food which has been only eat food which is offered first to God,
si solamente comes alimento que primero fue
then automatically
primero,
you will become a saint.
Entonces automáticamente te vuelves un santo.
No es difícil.
No es difícil.
Simply offer your food to God before you
eat. Ofrece tu alimento a Dios primero.
Vegetarian food, no meat, fish, or eggs.
No carne, pescado, ni huevo.
Offer all your food to God before eating, and you become saint in due course.
Ofrece todo tu alimento a Dios antes de comer y te volverás un santo.
Your body is composed of whatever you feed to it.
Tu cuerpo está compuesto de todo lo que tú le das como alimento.
So if you put spiritual food into your mouth, your whole body becomes spiritual.
Entonces, si tú pones comida espiritual en tu
cuerpo
boca,
espiritual.
Todo tu cuerpo se vuelve espiritual.
Simply by eating vegetarian food offered to God with love.
Simplemente por comer comida vegetariana ofrecida con amor.
You have a spiritual brain also.
Y también obtienes un cerebro espiritual.
You become full of light.
Te vuelves lleno de luz, iluminado.
Full of knowledge.
Lleno de conocimiento.
Full of love.
Lleno de amor.
And full of bliss.
Bienaventuranza.
So, any other questions?
Así que, ¿hay alguna otra pregunta?
All right, there's a gentleman back there.
Sí. Una pregunta. ¿Por qué caímos al mundo material?
Why we fall into the material world?
Yes. There's a saying, curiosity killed the cat.
Hay un dicho que dice, la curiosidad mató al gato.
We were happily serving God in His kingdom.
Podemos estar muy dichosamente sirviendo a Dios en su reino.
We were thinking, well, it's pretty nice here serving God, but what would it be like if I was God?
Bueno, está muy lindo servir a Dios, pero ¿qué pasaría si yo soy Dios?
Just like the little boy, you see, and the mother is cooking in the kitchen on her gas stove.
Hay un muchacho, su madre está cocinando en la cocina.
And the little boy, he looks up and he sees that beautiful blue flame.
Así que el pequeño niño ve esa hermosa llama azul.
The mother says, she says, Jose, whatever you do, don't touch that flame. It'll hurt you. Don't ever touch it. Whatever you do, Jose. It's the forbidden fruit, you see.
La fruta prohibida.
Just like in the Bible, the forbidden fruit.
Como en la Biblia, la fruta prohibida.
So never, whatever you do, little Jose, my dear niño, whatever you do, do not touch that flame.
Así que le dice al niño, hagas lo que hagas, no toques la llama azul.
So Jose, little Jose, he always knows he's not supposed to touch that flame.
Así que bueno, se suponía que no tenía que tocar esa
llama. But he always wonders, what is it like? It's so beautiful.
¿Qué es esta luz tan hermosa?
So one day, when the mother walks out of the kitchen,
así que un día cuando la madre estaba fuera de la cocina,
little Jose, he reaches his hand and he goes,
metió la mano.
Aha! Is he? He was so curious. He wanted to know what it was like to stick his hand in that flame.
Era muy curioso. Quería saber qué era meter la mano en la llama azul.
So he got a bad burn. He had to go to the doctor. It was horrible pain, you know. Horrible. So will he ever stick his hand in the fire again?
Así que meterá su mano de nuevo en la llama.
No.
No.
So We were curious, what it would be like to be God.
Así que éramos muy curiosos, ¿cómo sería ser Dios?
In the kingdom of God, you can enjoy everything.
En el reino de Dios, puedes disfrutar de todo.
But there's one thing you're not allowed to have.
Pero hay una cosa que no te está permitiendo.
You are not allowed to be God.
Tú no tienes el permiso de ser Dios.
You have to always be servant of God.
Tú tienes que ser sirviente de Dios.
But sometimes,
pero
a little naughty child, he may think, what would it be like if I was God, you see?
¿Cómo sería ser?
And he really wants to know what it would be like to be God.
Y realmente quiere ser, volverse Dios.
So God says, all right, I'll let you, I'll send you a place where you can think you were God.
Así que Dios le dice, okay, te voy a mandar a un lugar donde pensarás que sos Dios.
Argentina.
Argentina.
So everyone is walking around Argentina thinking, I am God.
Así que todos en Argentina caminan.
I am the center of enjoyment.
Dios.
The whole universe revolves around me.
Todo el universo da vueltas alrededor de mí.
Is it? And therefore we have so many conflicts with each other.
Y así tenemos tantos conflictos entre todos.
So now you have to get back to your original position, Señor.
Ahora, Señor, usted tiene que volver a su posición original.
You must bow down to God.
Usted tiene que
and you must beg forgiveness for your and you must beg forgiveness for your mistake of trying to take his position.
Perdón por su error de tomar esta mala asociación.
Say, my dear God, now I will be your servant. Please engage me in your pure devotional service.
Decirle, Señor, ahora yo te pido tu misericordia, por favor.
And when you pray sincerely, when you pray sincerely to God,
cuando usted reza sinceramente a Dios,
to become His servant,
para volverse su sirviente,
He will send you un maestro espiritual.
Él le enviará a usted un maestro espiritual.
To guide you how to become His perfect servant.
Para guiarlo, para que usted se vuelva un perfecto sirviente.
So when you meet the maestro espiritual,
así que cuando usted encuentra su maestro espiritual,
you should place your, humbly submit yourself to the maestro espiritual.
Yo le pido, por favor, humildemente,
and he will teach you how to become a pure lover of God once again.
Humildemente usted haga su sumisión a este maestro espiritual y él le enseñará cómo volverse un perfecto.
When we are enfermo, where do we go?
¿Y a dónde iremos?
You say doctor in Spanish, doctor?
Doctor.
We go, when you're enfermo, we go to the doctor.
Cuando está enfermo, usted va al doctor.
So now, spiritually, we are enfermo, muy enfermo.
Espiritualmente, en este momento estamos muy enfermos.
So we go to the doctor, the maestro espiritual.
Así que tenemos que ir al doctor, que es el maestro espiritual.
And just as the doctor, he cures you if you're enfermo.
Así como hay un doctor que te cura cuando estás enfermo del cuerpo.
The maestro espiritual, he will cure you of your disease of material life.
Y el maestro espiritual lo curará a usted de la enfermedad de la vida material.
He will teach you how to qualify yourself to go back to the espiritual, el mundo espiritual.
Él le enseñará cómo cualificarse para volver al mundo espiritual.
So I wanted to thank you, Señor, for your very nice question.
Así que quiero agradecerle, señor, por su muy hermosa pregunta.
Any other questions?
¿Alguna otra pregunta?
Yes.
¿Cómo podemos comprender que respecto al alimento, ofrecer el alimento, que Dios tome ese alimento que nosotros le ofrecemos, o sea, que él baje al lugar? ¿Cómo él lo hace? ¿De qué manera podemos comprender?
How do you understand that you offer the food to God? Que He's coming down to the food. What is?
Yes.
Sí.
God is omnipresent.
Dios está, es omnipresente.
So, if you pray, you lovingly pray, then God will immediately come and He will take partake of that food.
Así que si usted está rezando, él va a venir y va a tomar la comida.
And by His mystic power, then He will place it back there.
Y con su poder místico, él la vuelve a colocar donde estaba.
In a pure spiritual form.
Pero en una forma espiritual pura.
When you offer the food, it is transformed from matter into spirit.
Cuando usted ofrece el alimento, se transforma de material.
It is mystical.
Es místico.
When you offer that food to God, it becomes every single atom is transformed from matter into spirit.
Todos los átomos se transforman de materia a espíritu.
And when you eat that spiritual food, you become spiritualized.
Cuando usted come esa comida espiritual, todo su cuerpo se vuelve espiritual.
You become Krishnaized.
Usted se Krishnaiza.
So Krishna, if you offer with love, Krishna will definitely come and eat. God will come.
Si con amor, sin duda Dios va a venir.
¿Preguntas más?
¿Más preguntas?
¿Un maestro espiritual siempre está fuera de nosotros o es el maestro que está dentro de nosotros?
¿Spiritual master is outside of us or it is the inside of us?
The spiritual master is within and without.
El maestro espiritual está adentro y afuera.
He is sitting in your heart. In Christianity, he is called the Holy Ghost.
Está en su corazón. En el cristianismo se lo conoce como el
In Sanskrit language, he is called Paramatma.
El Espíritu Santo y en sánscrito le llaman Paramatma.
Oh, he is called Chaitya Guru, the Guru within your heart.
O Chaitya Guru, el Guru que está en el corazón.
So, when you are very serious to surrender to that Guru within your heart.
Así que cuando usted es muy seria, muy entusiasta de que usted quiere rendirse a ese guru que está en el corazón,
he will manifest externally also.
Él también se va a manifestar externamente.
Because when we try to read our inside, we can't tell whether it's the guru within or our mind. It's hard to distinguish.
Porque
when you try to connect with the Guru within your heart,
cuando trata de conectar con el Guru del corazón,
es muy difícil.
Es muy difícil.
Because you don't know if it's your own imagination or it's the Guru within. You're not sure.
Porque estás con tu imaginación, digamos, pensando sobre el Guru interior, pero no estás seguro.
Just like sometimes people think they're following the voice within and they do some horrible, sinful thing. You see, by murder someone.
Hay mucha gente que dice yo estoy siguiendo mi guru interior y hace cosas sumamente pecaminosas como matar a otros.
So when you're actually sincere to serve that guru within your heart,
así que cuando realmente eres sincera en que quieres seguir ese guru que está en el corazón,
then he will manifest himself.
Entonces él se va a manifestar
in front of you,
delante de ti.
He will externally be there right in front of you.
Va a estar externamente allí delante de ti.
And then that external guru, he will guide you and train you how to become perfectly connected with the guru within.
Y como guru exterior te va a guiar para que cómo tienes que estar conectada apropiadamente con tu guru interior.
So you have to find your external guru.
Así que tienes que encontrar tu guru interior.
You already have the guru within.
Tú ya tienes el guru interior.
But now you have to learn how to connect with that guru within.
Tienes que aprender cómo conectarte correctamente con ese guru interior.
You must find the perfect spiritual master.
Tienes que encontrar al maestro espiritual perfecto.
Who can teach you how to perfectly connect with the guru within your heart.
Que puede enseñarte cómo conectarte correctamente con el guru interior.
The Vedic scriptures emphasize this point very much.
Las escrituras enfatizan este punto.
In the Mundaka Upanishad it is stated.
Mundaka.
Tad vaganartam sa guru meva bigatshat. If you want to connect with the guru within, if you want to realize the absolute truth, then you must seek the external guru who can perfectly guide you how to connect with the guru within. So now you do that.
Ahora sí, haz.
You seek that guru, external guru. We can perfectly connect you with the guru within.
Busca ese maestro exterior que te va a conectar correctamente con tu interior.
Okay. Bueno. All right. Next question.
Okay. Otra pregunta.
La violencia que vive actualmente el mundo, ¿va a continuar así o vamos a entrar en un periodo que vamos a comenzar a cambiar?
Today's violence in the world is going to be so for many
today's many,
the violence that world is living today.
The violence
in the world that is today is going to continue that way or is going to change?
Well, if you want to stop the violence, I can tell you exactly what to do.
Si quieres detener la violencia, te puedo decir exactamente qué tienes que hacer.
You stop committing violence.
Tú.
That's how to do it.
Detente y deja de ser violento.
If we can stop doing violence,
nosotros podemos detener la violencia.
Then we can influence the whole world how to stop doing violence.
Si podemos parar de hacer violencia nosotros, entonces podemos detener todo el mundo.
Just like there is one big organization, it is called the Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals.
Por ejemplo, está esta asociación que se llama la Sociedad para la Prevención de la Violencia contra los Animales.
Do you have that society in Argentina?
¿Tenemos esa asociación en Argentina?
Algunas similares.
Yes?
Something similar.
Something, yeah, in the U.S. they have it. Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals.
Sociedad para la Prevención de la Crueldad contra los Animales.
And when all the workers go for their lunch break,
y cuando todo el mundo va a su almuerzo,
where do they go?
¿A dónde van?
They go to, they eat meat.
Van a comer carne.
So that way you can never stop the cruelty to animals.
Así no se puede detener la violencia.
If you yourself are committing violence,
entonces tiene que parar tú de cometer violencia.
You can never stop the violence.
Si no, jamás vas a poder tener la violencia en el mundo.
But if you become pure in your own habits,
así que vuélvete puro en tus propios hábitos.
If you can learn how to become a pure devotee of God,
si puedes aprender cómo volverte un devoto puro de Dios,
then just by your power, all the violence will stop.
Entonces por tu propio poder vas a poder tener toda la violencia a tu alrededor.
So now, if you want to stop the violence, you become a pure devotee of God.
¿Quieres detener la violencia en el mundo? Vuélvete un devoto puro de Dios.
And then you can stop the violence on this planet.
Entonces,
by your own purity, you can stop the violence.
Con tu propia pureza, podrás detener la violencia en el mundo.
Any other questions?
¿Alguna otra pregunta?
Si en el mundo espiritual existe la bienaventuranza, la eternidad, la felicidad, y en el mundo material predomina lo opuesto, que es la temporalidad.
In the spiritual world, there's happiness, bliss, spirituality, and in the material world, it's the opposite.
Lo opuesto, la temporalidad,
temporality,
la ignorancia,
ignorance,
la infelicidad,
unhappiness.
Una persona podría, por deducción, decir que el mundo espiritual es todo lo opuesto a lo material y que, por lo tanto,
you can then say that the spiritual world is all the opposite to the material world, and
si allá es totalmente iluminado, acá estamos en la oscuridad, y si allá acá existen formas, entonces allá no va a existir forma. Una persona podría pensar eso.
There is all luminous, here is obscurity. Then one can think there are forms, then in the spiritual world there are no forms.
Ah, okay.
Oh, acá existen nombres y allá.
Or here are names and there are no names.
Entonces vemos que la escritura
names, nombres.
Okay.
Entonces la escritura dice que en el mundo espiritual hay forma.
But the scriptures say that there are forms and names in the spiritual world.
What is it? What?
God has a form, a body.
In the spiritual world, the spiritualist says that they have form, and some say there is no form.
Yes. So, alright. Some say that in the kingdom of God, there is just oneness. There is no person. There's no form, there's
algunos
no qualities, it's just oneness.
Algunos dicen que en el mundo espiritual hay unidad y en ese sentido no hay formas, no hay nombres, no hay personalidad, no hay cualidades.
So the question is it a fact that the spiritual world is formless?
Así que la pregunta ¿es un hecho que en el mundo espiritual no hay forma?
But in the Bible it says man is made in the image of God.
Pero la Biblia dice, el hombre está hecho a imagen y semejanza de Dios.
That means that God has a form, something like ours, of course much better than ours.
Eso quiere decir que Dios tiene una forma, de algún modo que nosotros tenemos una forma.
God has eyes, he has hands, he has legs,
ojos,
ears,
manos,
tongue, everything.
Oídos, lengua.
So God is not formless.
Dios no es informe.
But he has no material form.
Él no tiene una forma material.
He is described in the Brahma Samhita Navi Yovanam. He has an eternal, youthful form that never gets old.
Él tiene una forma eterna, llena de bienaventuranza, espiritual.
So he doesn't have the rotting bodies like our bodies, you know.
Así que no es que su cuerpo es como nuestro cuerpo.
His body is ever beautiful, ever beautiful.
Su cuerpo es siempre hermoso.
Sweet 16. Yes, they say that all living entities merge into oneness when they become perfect.
Se dice que las entidades vivientes cuando se vuelven perfectas se unen, se funden todas en algo uniforme.
But if I ask you to go to a party where everybody merges into one, do you think you would go to that party?
Sorry.
Would you like to? If I told you to come to this lecture on vegetarianism and you merge into one, would you like to come to this lecture? Come to this lecture and you lose your individuality. You lose your body, you lose your name, you lose your girlfriend, you lose everything. And just become one. Would you like to come to this lecture?
Ustedes se vuelven uno porque han venido todos a la misma lección, pero no quiere decir que pierdan todo lo que son.
In other words, if everything is one, then how there can be love?
En otras palabras, si todo es uno, sin forma.
Love means two.
¿Cómo puede haber amor? Porque amor significa
God and you,
Dios.
You see.
Dios,
if you can, if you want to, if you, to love God, you must maintain your individuality.
Si quieres amar a Dios, tienes que mantener tu individualidad.
If you merge into God, then you cannot love God.
Si te mezclas, te fundes en Dios, ya no lo puedes amar.
Would you like to live in a world without love, mundo sin amor?
¿Quieren vivir en un mundo sin amor?
Who would like to live in a world where there is no love? Anyone
¿Quién
volunteer?
Quisiera vivir en un mundo sin amor? ¿Algún voluntario?
Who wants to live in a world with no love? A mundo sin amor. Anyone?
¿Alguien?
So this idea that everything becomes one is not a very good idea.
Así que esta idea de que todos se funden en uno no es una buena.
It means there's no love.
Porque no hay amor.
So in the kingdom of God, you maintain your individuality.
Ustedes mantienen su individualidad.
You are given a spiritual form that never gets sick, that never gets old, and never dies.
Pero obtienen una forma espiritual.
That is el mundo espiritual.
Que jamás envejece y que jamás muere.
That
eso
is the
el mundo espiritual.
That's the spiritual world.
Eso es el mundo espiritual.
So would you like me? We wanted. Should we keep going? Or we? Is everybody ready to go home now?
Así que quieren seguir acá o ya quieren volver.
I don't want you to get bored here.
Volver al reino, a la casa con Dios.
Get tired of listening. Everybody want to? We should keep going. We should end the session now. What do you think? Who wants to hear? Who wants the session to end now? Let's raise your hand if you want it to like it to end now. Question?
Is
she asked if you have been always vegetarian or you learned it in some moment of your life?
I have been practicing this Krishnatarian diet for 40 years.
Hace 40 años.
I am now 63.
Ahora ya tengo 60 y algo.
So I began at the age 23.
Así que empecé a los 23.
And it's been great, let me tell you.
Y me siento genial.
Very, very wonderful experience to be offer all my food to Krishna. Ever since I was 23 years old, I've been doing this strictly for 40 years. And I really feel good, let me tell you. Do I look like I'm 63? No. Most people say, you couldn't be 63, I mean, come on. But actually, I'm 63 years old. I feel like I'm 23. If you will take up this Krishna diet, Krishnatarian diet, you'll become youthful. Your whole life, you'll never feel your old man or old woman. You'll always feel youthful. I'm the proof.
Si toman esta dieta vegetariana, todo se volverá maravilloso y siempre se sentirán jóvenes, felices.
So if you like to always be young, then you get go on this Krishnatarian diet.
Así que si quieren ser siempre jóvenes, pues vuélvanse vegetarianos
a los. And even when you're 80 years old, you'll feel like a young person. Even when you're 80, you'll feel like a young man or a young woman. 80, what is that?
18.
80 years old. You'll feel like a young, a youth.
Sí,
even you're 80 years old. Uh-huh. So if you want to stay young, then go on this special diet, Krishnatarian diet.
Así que si quieren mantenerse jóvenes, vuelvanse, sigan esta dieta vegetariana Krishna.
It's very, very wonderful diet.
Es una maravillosa dieta.
You feel so happy, full joy. Every day you wake up in bliss and feeling great ecstasy within your heart.
Cada día usted se levanta en bienaventuranza sintiendo un éxtasis.
And today I will only eat food which has been first offered to God. Nothing else will ever touch my mouth. You feel so good.
Al día de hoy yo solamente como comida ofrecida a Dios y ninguna otra cosa toca mi boca y yo me siento tan.
You'll be completely blissed out 24 hours a day.
Estoy en un feliz, en bienaventuranza, felicidad 24 horas al día.
Question.
Books.
Books. Oh yes. So, all right. What we can do now? Where is our Deva?
Aquí hay.
He's outside in the hall. How many books did we bring? Is this it?
How many?
That's all we brought.
No, I mean,
there's more?
In la caja hay más.
Yes, there's more.
En la caja. ¿Qué caja?
So anyway, what we can do now, there are more books? Ah, okay, good. Mm-hmm. All right. So who's in charge of the book table? Is that Deva? Send for Deva now. Where is Deva? Is that his sticking to the head? Deva, now it's time for the book table. Tonight we will have a special program. Anybody, there's some, you give some little dinero for the books. Anyone that takes a book, I'll sign it for you. Now you can tell them, don't slam the door. So you can tell them about the books. Now you make announcement about the books.